Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from the Green County School District is the owner's representative for the new high school and middle school conversion projects, is Sam Harding, now joining us. So thank you very much, Sam, for being on.
Oh, you're welcome. Always great to be able to talk to you and let you know what's going on.
You bet, Sam, and hopefully you've got nothing but great news to share with us, as I'm sure you're nearing the completion of both the middle school renovation project as well as the new high school project. Can you tell us what's left out there at the high school side of things?
Okay, yeah, you bet. We're down to the auditorium is the only part that's not been turned over to the school, and yet it's pretty much done. There's just a little bit of wood trim work inside there to do, and that's some carpentry, and that's all that's left in there. All the lighting, the rigging, the sound system, all the seating, everything, the curtains, all of that's in place, basically ready for a production. So we're pretty excited that it's about to get turned over. I just shake my head when I walk into that room. I can't believe that we built something as awesome as that. I mean, it just so incredible what that capabilities are in that auditorium. People think I think I was kind of kidding that we had Broadway level stuff, and we found out when we were doing the training on the lighting and the sound that those consultants that were saying, yeah, this is stuff that we've put in the Broadway and off-Broadway production theaters and stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, I guess we really were. I knew we had Broadway, consultants, but they spec that kind of stuff. That's the level of the sophistication on this stuff. And it's just going to be awesome what our community is going to be able to experience in that auditorium.
Well, Sam, it's nice to hear that the final stage of that high school project happens to be the auditorium. Aside from that, you've been working on the middle school renovation project to where the former high school building was on the south edge of town. Can you just kind of walk us through the renovations that took place at that building, particularly, and I think the biggest shocker of all is what you did to that gymnasium?
Yeah, you betcha. I mean, that's been a building that served this community well, but it was getting very aged. And I think some folks don't realize that. I've heard people still call it the new high school. referencing being the old high school, being the one that was built in 1919. And it was built in 65. So, I mean, it's 50, pushing 60 years old. So It had a lot of old stuff, and it showed. And it had really good bones, is what we say. The structure of it was great, and it was very remodelable into a middle school. So the classroom sizes were huge compared to what our middle school kids were in. The old building had very small classes. Now they have big, spacious classrooms where you can get the kids more comfortable into groups and do different projects and all kinds of things that they need to do. We tore out all of that trophy case area and the computer lab, and we made a great big commons in there with some seating and some places for them to visit and to work on projects together, and all of that just turned out beautifully. It's hard to believe you're standing in the same spot as what used to be seemed like a really crowded, narrow thing. It's just a spacious, open thing. But the gym, you're right, that's the transformation of all time. That gym was literally built with a wall around the basketball floor about 2 foot from the end line all the way around on all four sides. No windows, no nothing. I mean, it was a dark sweat box almost kind of thing. And it sat right next to the shop area. And so we were able to tear out a wall on the north side of the gym and go into the shop area and steal some space to put in there for some seating. So now we have seating for 300 people in there. And above that, where that the gym is taller than that shop area, we put the whole north side of that area is a length of a 4 or 5 foot window system all the way across it with all this natural light pouring in there. We put a new floor in there. The floor that was in there had taken an awful lot of abuse over the years. They practiced shot put in there. They threw the discus. They practiced baseball, batting practice, softball batting. The floor was in tough shape. New floor. We moved the scoreboard from one of the scoreboards from the old gym over there, and hung it. Got a sound system from the old gym put in there. Those were both fairly new commodities. We moved the brand new baskets from the old gym over there, so we didn't have to buy two from that. And the transformation of that room just takes your breath away if you've ever been in it. You just can't believe you're standing in the same space. It looks bigger. All of a sudden, we've had several people ask, well, did you lengthen the room? It seems longer. No, we just gave it more space. On the one side, some space, but all that natural light, it just seems bigger. But the floor itself is the same size as it was, always has been. So it's going to be a tremendous facility for our middle school kids. You know, they can have their own gym for the first time ever, not have to share it with the varsity kids. And then they can seat 300 in there. That's going to be, you know, plenty for most junior high events. And because we also are using the old high school as the middle school, now the middle school now has an auditorium of its own. For a middle school auditorium, what our old high school auditorium is great. It's at a level that most middle schools would die to have. So that's all turned out real well. And then what used to be on the front of the building where Ram Restaurant was and all of Family and Consumer Sciences is now a secure entrance where the Ram Restaurant was, and that's where the principal's office is and everything. So you come into the building through there. You have to get admitted into the building. We have a secure entrance there. You can't get in the building otherwise. So all three of the buildings now have a secure entrance on them, which was a critical part of what we were trying to do when we did all this. And then the other part of that wing has been converted into the administration school administration area. So superintendent, business manager, all of that, those offices have been moved out to there, are going to be moved out to there. We will be moving even the servers out there that are currently in the South Grade. So we will be turning over the South Grade building to the Early Learning Center, and that'll give them additional space to expand their programs. And so that, you know, that's a huge win for everybody, but it's going to consolidate the school into three buildings instead of five. And this is just
great. Well, finally, Sam, the anticipated last question is, tentative timeline when everything's going to be wrapped up.
We're going to be turning the auditorium over to the school right after Christmas. We should be done, and they should be able to start doing their practices in there for Beauty and the Beast right at when they come back on the 4th of January. So The auditorium is the last piece of the high school that the kids aren't in. We should be done with the high school essentially by the end of the year for sure. The middle school we've already turned the gym over. The administration and the servers and everything will be moving over Christmas break from the South Grade out to the new facility. Their spaces are done already and turned over. That's a more logical time to move everything when there's no kids around. So they should be fully moved in to the rest of the old high school, and the new middle school building will be completed and turned over by the end of the year also. So by the first of 2021, the school should be using the entire facility at both locations.
All right, well, that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with our owner's representative for the Green County School District on the new high school and middle school conversion projects, is Sam Harding, joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.